So, tomorrow, the big day for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Wedding fever is reaching its peak. Is this going to have the same type of royal affair as William and Kate's nuptials in 2011? Our friend, the royal commentator, Jenny Bond, with us today. Morning to you, Jenny.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So I was asking the question of some people in the office yesterday: is this all being overhyped? You know, everywhere you go, is it being so overhyped? The BBC News, you can't get rid of it. It's everywhere. It's in all of the papers. And then my mother rang me yesterday, and all of her friends are coming up with her to sit and watch the wedding. So is this as in demand as the media is suggesting?
Oh, Stephen, you know, it depends who you talk to. I completely get that there are quite a lot of people who are not in the least bit interested, who are going to go shopping and get ready for the FA Cup final later in the day, probably. I completely get that. But like you, I keep coming across people of all generations who genuinely are pleased, excited, interested, want to know more about it, want to share in this young couple. I think there's an affection for Harry and a curiosity about this. I was going to say young, she's not so young, American star who's going to become part of the royal family. So there is a lot of interest. But yes, I agree with those who say that all news media completely overdo it. But then we overdo every story, don't we? We just do.
So what can we expect tomorrow, Jenny?
Well, it'll all run very much to plan, I think. I mean, there are the Markle crowd who have flown over, those who've not been invited by Meghan to the wedding, parts of her family that she hasn't seen for 10 or 20 years, who are looming around, lurking around Windsor, but rumours that they've been bought up by various television companies, they seem to have gone away. So I don't think we'll have any trouble, any disruption of any kind. The crowds are, they're so frenzied already in Windsor, I can tell you.
Are you excited?
I'm sort of anxious, really, because I tell you, I could do a mastermind on this lady I'd never heard of a year ago, on Meghan Markle.
You haven't been watching Suits then?
No, but I've been studying and learning a lot about her, because my dread is I'll be broadcasting, which I am doing, and you know, people will get out of cars or be hidden under hats, and the anchor from Australia is going to ask me who it is, and I won't know.
Who is paying for all of this?
It's the same as with Catherine and William. Basically, the royal family are picking up the cost of, I think Meghan will pay for her own frock. She's a wealthy woman in her own right. So she'll pay for the dress, the flowers, the chapel, all those bits. The taxpayer is picking up the bill for security. And police have been wild estimations of what they'll be. Anything from 6 to 30 million. It'll be somewhere in the middle.
And a taint of sadness in this, Jenny, that her father isn't attending the wedding.
Yes, but I understand he didn't actually attend her last wedding either. They are close, but obviously not that close. But it is sad. I don't think any bride deserved, you know, the few days in the run-up to a wedding that she has had. I think it's been very sad and has soured things. But I think that Meghan, by issuing a statement as she did yesterday, saying, look, I care for my father, I'm sorry he can't be here, please can he focus now on his health and we can concentrate on the wedding, I think that has drawn a line under it. I hope so.
Always nice to talk to you, Jenny. Good luck tomorrow, and thank you very much indeed. Thank you.